It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's unemployment office says it's received fewer unemployment claims in the last two consecutive weeks for the first time since the pandemic began. The state says its new verification program called ID.me has prevented fraudsters from filing for unemployment, which explains the drop in claims. But for people like Lamont Clifton in Aurora, the new process has stopped him from receiving money for months.
It laser scans your face, your ID, and all that stuff. So the people that committed fraud are the ones that are holding up us people that legitimately need assistance.
Clifton says he's verified his identity several times in the new system, but hasn't heard back from the state. Just over $1 million from the EPA will soon get to Las Animas County in southern Colorado. About half the money will help clean up toxic building materials at Trinidad's Fox West Theater. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The brick structure was built in 1908. Inside, it has two balconies, a ballroom, and great acoustics, according to Trinidad City Manager Mike Valentine.
It's a majestic building, and it's kind of been frozen in time, so we're lucky there. And like with all old buildings, we need to clean up all the hazardous lead paints, asbestos, those type things.
The city hopes to raise some $18 to $20 million for further renovations and reopen the theater in a few years. EPA funds will also go to other locations in Trinidad, as well as in Aguilar. The EPA awarded $800,000 in Brownfields grant funds to Canyon City, too. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis.
There's a new push to reopen an old pass between Grand County and the Front Range. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Rollins Pass connects Winter Park and Rollinsville, up the hill from Boulder. It's been closed since a tunnel collapse in 1990. Sky High News reports that off-roading groups want the pass reopened by going around the collapsed tunnel completely. Grand County commissioners have expressed support. But historically, the counties on the other side of the Continental Divide have opposed trying to reopen the pass. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado students at lower-income schools may get free access to menstrual products under a bill in the state legislature. Democratic sponsors hope to allocate $100,000 for the program. If the bill passes, some schools would have to apply for funding from the Department of Education. It's 7:34. This is CPR News.